Lost Cardinals.
Hurricane Lee's picking up steam. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It's the 13th storm ever measured at this strength this far out in the Atlantic.
Hurricane Lee is now a Category 5 storm with sustained winds at 165 miles an hour. The storm is still in the middle of the Atlantic, generally heading northwest towards the Bahamas, but the forecast track is still uncertain. Lee will begin to cause dangerous surf starting this weekend in the Lesser Antilles. By Sunday, Lee will be causing life-threatening rip currents along the U.S. East Coast. Tropical Storm Margo is still in the eastern Atlantic and is expected to strengthen in the coming days. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
An American trapped in a cave in Turkey is thanking the Turkish government for the quick response that he says saved his life.
Crews say Mark Dickey suddenly began to suffer gastrointestinal bleeding while on the expedition roughly 3,000 feet underground. Doctors treating Dickey in the cave say his vomiting had stopped and he's finally been able to eat some food. Besides being difficult to navigate, cave temperatures at these depths is around 39 degrees.
Fox's Sean Langelo, a regional disaster official, says the rescue operation will last at least 3 or 4 days. In about an hour, we expect to get a report on the investigation into former President Trump's efforts to change election results in Georgia. He and 18 co-defendants face criminal charges.
The report is expected to give more details into the special grand jury's investigation into former President Donald Trump and the 18 others it indicted. Fulton County, Georgia Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney released some of the report in February, including a section in which the grand jurors expressed concerns that one or more witnesses may have lied under oath and urged prosecutors to seek charges for perjury.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden lands in India this hour for the G20 World Leaders Summit starting tomorrow. He meets with India's Prime Minister Modi one-on-one today. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Gas prices nationwide are down from a week and a month ago, but drivers across the central part of the U.S. are bracing for a spike.
The average price of the pump nationwide for regular unleaded, around $3.80 per gallon, is set to skyrocket between 50 cents and a dollar in the coming days for drivers in Oklahoma, Missouri, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Minnesota, then Kansas, about a week ahead of the switch to a winter gas blend.
Whether it is because of a squeeze on supply that was unanticipated or if it was a refinery issue that hasn't come to light yet, the way the market's reacting is very panicked.
Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
If it was me, I'd be filling my tank up and then just kind of battening down the hatches.
He also says the EPA could squash the gas price hike by waiving the weight to the cheaper winter fuel blend. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Apple is urging customers to update their mobile devices right away.
A security update, iOS version 16.6.1, will patch two newly discovered security vulnerabilities in their operating systems, which could allow hackers to plant software code to give them unauthorized access to the devices. Researchers at the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab say the flaw is being actively exploited to deliver the commercial Pegasus spyware to Apple devices. There is also a patch for the Apple Watch.
Fox's Jack Callahan, a New Jersey man, says, arrest me, please.
27-year-old Cody Ziegler came to the attention of Hackettstown, New Jersey cops when they looked out the window of the police station and saw him sitting on top of a police car holding a meth pipe. When officers approached him, they were stunned to hear him beg them to take him to jail. The cops deciding to accommodate his request, booking him on narcotics possession and disorderly conduct charges. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Stock futures are flat ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. And I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Macon County Sheriff's Office investigating after a bomb threat made towards the county jail Wednesday. The caller did not provide any specifics about the threat nor information that would give a physical location. After about 30 minutes of search, that threat deemed a false alarm. Muhammad Restaurant going through some major changes. After 48 years of operation, Hen House will temporarily close September 30th. It comes after a change in ownership after its original owner died last month. Longtime Hen House employee disclosed the restaurant will be completely remodeled. History made Saturday at Memorial Stadium. The Fighting Illini defeated Toledo, and they did so in front of the largest crowd in over a decade. Nearly 49,000 people packed into the stadium for the Illini season opener. The last time the stadium saw such attendance was in 2010. The single game attendance mark was not the only record broken. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, that's exciting to hear. Sawyer, of course, had plenty of tailgate good food when last Saturday when you were here. But I tell you what, if we win tonight, we'll be over 50.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people.
I think we'll set a new record a week from now.
I mean, man, again, this goes back to that 40-year anniversary. But back then, we were 70 to 75,000 in that range. And then we built the, you know, colonnade
and
stuff.
Suites
and all the things. So we lost 15,000 seats. So it's a capacity now at Memorial Stadium is only 60. So they might have to think about, you know, if we're going to grow this, that's not near enough. I mean, Ohio State is 108. I think Michigan's 110. If we aspire to do that, you're going to have to build a bigger boat or something.
Yeah, I would add that, you know, kind of, you know, I think those seats in the east side where you have the upper deck, you'd have to maybe remove that or move that up or somehow to get a better, you know, perspective of the upper portions and scoreboards and the stadium. Yeah, if you did it, you'd have to do it big time.
Yeah, you couldn't see much underneath. Were you underneath the thing? Was that?
Yeah, but you know, we had side monitors and you know, right, some view of the scoreboard and a nice breeze that sure helped as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that.
But there were folks that actually were in some of those seats in the far back rows, kind of scattered around. So there was some seating up there with the capacity that we had here.
Let's hope that's a problem. How about that? Let's hope that
Well said.
We'd like to figure that out.
Uh-huh.
All right, meteorologist Greg Solier, I guess weather forecast for Lawrence, Kansas tonight, and what do we look like in Champaign-Urbana for our weekend, friend?
Yeah, they've got some shower activity east of Kansas City right now, moving away from them, and a pretty comfortable morning out there. They are at 63 now at Lawrence, and some shower activity down to the Ozarks, everything moving from northwest to southeast. Nothing but clear skies to their north and west, so we'll anticipate a clear sky this evening, kickoff at 6:30, after topping out around 80, 78, 80 this afternoon, but humidity will come on down, the dew points will come on down. There ought to be a fairly quick drop off of temperatures there, probably somewhere just a hair above the lower 80s to start and 70s for the rest of the ball game. If you are traveling back by road or even by air out of there late Saturday night and or Sunday, there would be some showers and thunderstorms back in there on their move back into East Central Illinois as well. So anticipate that with your travel plans. Here locally, 65 at Willett and Savoy right now, 64 at Rantoul. Some breaks of the overcast, even a couple of sprinkles off of Lake Michigan into parts of Kankakee County, northwest Indiana. A partly sunny day today. Afternoon temperatures across the area expected to be pretty comfortable for the time of year. Should top out generally into the lower 70s, 7 or 8 degrees below average, but nice drier air tonight means we'll bottom out in the upper 50s. And for the weekend, not bad at all, with low to mid 70s tomorrow, upper 70s expected come Sunday, up near 80 on Monday. We're dry for the weekend, lots of sunshine, and that Plains to the state's weather system passes mainly west and south of us, maybe a stray shower between Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures will cool back in the low to mid 70s, and we're back into dry mode. In extended dry mode begins the middle and late portions of next week. For Stephen D. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, thank you, Greg. 217 texture. I think the plan is to rebuild the south horseshoe.
Okay.
Closer to the field and then double deck.
I see.
That would get us some more seating. I don't know how many thousand sit in the horseshoe.
Right.
Probably quite a few.
And you know, that other horseshoe is especially the man now. And it used to be back in the day that was a place you could sit too.
Back in the day, there was nothing there. Back in the day, people used to go to Impey and stand on the hill and watch it for no money.
Oh.
That's back in the day.
Okay.
Anybody remember when Memorial Stadium was open on the north end? It was just open. You had a gate. You had to come through the gate, but you can see through the gate, so you didn't have to pay.
Oh, wow.
You were a little girl when I was
young. I guess so.
Anyway, it was wide open, but I remember we used to call it Cheapskate Hill because they'd stand on a little hill at Impey and watch a ball game for free. And I said, wait a minute. I paid a dollar to get in here. High school kids could get in for a dollar.
Right.
And then back then, you could go wherever you want because there were no real demand.
Right, right.
Yeah, we didn't have any demand for Illinois football tickets outside the early 60s when we went to the Rose Bowl. Uh-huh. After that, it kind of went south. And then the 70s were okay. Bob Blackman came in, was 5-6, 6-5 pretty much every year, but lost to Ohio State and Michigan. And then Gary Moeller came in. It was really open seating then. And then Mike White came in, and then the California wave hit us. And we started believing, and all these fancy California kids with their cool hair were coming in, and boom, the 80s belonged to the Illini.
Tell Grayton.
Well, that was quite an era. And then, you know, some recruiting issues a couple of times, and Mike was out in 87, and John Makovic, and that was real good because Jeff George, and then Lou Temper. Gosh, I've been here for all of them. Wow.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing your history, Stevie. Appreciate that.
We'll see if we can get more seats because I'm going to say we're going to need them. That's my guess, which is great. They actually think about capacity, and I think they'd probably need to do a little refurbishing on the east side. I think they're planning that too.
Uh-huh.
Because east side's kind of old and different from the west side.
Uh-huh.
Bathrooms aren't quite as nice, all that stuff.
I know. I was living it last week, but all good for east siders. And, you know, the tailgating action was so fun. And when Greg was on, we were talking about Tim Onstott and how great his food was. It looks like he's getting set up in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Yep.
Meat inspection, ready to start trimming. He is good to go as he has another round with his smoker and grilling yesterday. On with us yesterday on ESPN 93.5 with some tips about using a fishing tool to get off the...
It's a catfish scaler, and it takes the back off the ribs very quickly.
Right.
So that was our tip. We have a smoke show with Tim on Thursdays now.
Yeah.
At 8:35 every Thursday. If you have grilling questions, that's what we're doing now. All right, it is 8:13. We jump to our morning sports. ESPN 93.5.
Well, not so much for the local teams this time around. We've had a lot of wins this week, which has been great, but... Yesterday, St. Louis was beat by Atlanta 8-5. We'll have a 5:40 start from Cincinnati with Drew Rahm on the mound. I'm not sure I know much about
him. Yeah,
that's
a new guy that came in the Jack Flaherty deal. Pretty good lefty. Not bad.
Andrew Abbott for the Reds.
Reds got it going. They're a half a game out of wild card, so Cincinnati will have a lot of people in it tonight. There'll be Cardinal fans, but everybody's red. It'll be hard to see them. Because the Reds are red.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously, Dan Hartlib is the Illinois baseball coach.
Yes.
He's been a Cincinnati fan for a long, long time.
That's right.
He's hopeful. I'm hoping the Reds get in there. I hope they can get in there. Looks like Philadelphia, the Cubs, and maybe the Reds. Reds are half a game behind Arizona, who beat the Cubs yesterday. So we're going for the Cubs here, trying to beat Arizona so the Reds can sneak in.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, Arizona came out 6-2 winners over the Chicago Cubs. From Wrigley, it's a 1:20 start over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox at Detroit. Speaking of Detroit, winners yesterday as we got out of the gate with the NFL season, 21-20 over Kansas City. Coach Andy Reid for the Chiefs said we have to be more consistent. It did seem like the Chiefs were off a bit. Of course, Travis Kelce with the knee injury is someone that Patrick Mahomes always hit.
They still win the game if they don't drop four passes.
Right.
So they've got the one catch near the end, puts them in field goal range, and they probably win the game. They just got to catch them.
From Lawrence, Kansas, it's a 6:30 kickoff. Go Illini. Beat Kansas.
Yep. And I know everybody's a little apprehensive about this one. For good reason. Kansas is good. I think it's probably a coin flip game. You think about that. But remember last year when we were playing Wisconsin and we're going up there and former player was calling us whatever names. And I still have that, by the way. Might have to say that for Wisconsin week. We went up there and destroyed Wisconsin.
Right.
34-10.
We were motivated.
And that lost the job for Paul Christ. He was about to tie Brett Bielema for all-time winningest coaches at Wisconsin. He got beat 34-10 and got fired. You can't lose to that whatever they...
That Illinois?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You know, it was...
Illinois?
What was the name? Well, he was just all
right. I remember.
It was great.
I know. Really motivated everybody.
Man.
Like,
and then we just dominated.
Stinking Badgers.
I think, again, the difference this year and last year is we have expectations this year, and that just changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fun when we know, oh, we're awful. We're never going to... Oh! And it's just different.
Uh-huh. So Notre Dame beat our Illinois volleyball team. Now we'll have a game at 5 o'clock against Oklahoma as that continues. Illinois 4-2 on the season right now. U.S. Open has Coco Gauff continuing into the finals. And Madison Keys was defeated. Novak Djokovic is in the final also.
I got that clip. I think I'm going to play it.
Okay.
Busey proud to give to its communities, give back to the communities by doing the right thing for customers and building trusted relationships that span generations. In 21 and 22, Busey Associates generously gave over 20,000 hours of their time to hundreds of community organizations. Nearly 200 associates actively commit to board service in their communities. And since the inception of Busey's scholarship programs and partnerships with local universities, Busey's contributed over $250,000 in scholarships throughout their footprint. For more information about Busey's volunteer initiatives and charitable campaigns, check out Busey's 2022 Impact Report. It's a comprehensive document that highlights the work Busey's doing for their associates. To learn more or read the full report, you can go to Busey.com/impact. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC.
I sure appreciate their participation in various summer festivals like Tolono Fun Day and... also, the 4th of July, Champaign County Freedom Celebration. So many of these places depend on donation and volunteer hours to make sure it happens.
It's a former basketball player at Wisconsin that ripped Illinois football last year.
Look, I'm sad. The talent gap is wide and other people are doing stuff and we're sitting there with our butts in the seat with the same damn people running the show. And guess what? It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's monotonous. It's the same thing. Let's mix it up. Let's come up with some new ideas. Let's get some new people in the building. It's the same crap. And it just trickling down.
Appleman of the Orchard chimes at 800-990-3776.
We are 7-point favorites at home against Illinois. 7. That is embarrassing. We used to be 30-point favorites against that crap-ass school.
I love it. Did that motivate us? We went up there and beat them by 24 points, and the coaching staff lost their work. Wow. I mean, Wisconsin week, will somebody remind me to play that again over and over about the crap-ass school? Boy, that can somebody from Kansas please say that?
That's hilarious.
My goodness. I don't know what the status of Ben Bruss radio show is, but I don't... maybe it's better than ever.
Right.
But he sure got our attention.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I forgot he said the CA word. but there again, that's passion. And a lot of Badger fans. I mean, Paul Chryst, who was again about to be the winningest coach tied with Brett Bielema in Wisconsin history, lost his job after one game. Jim Leonard. Oh, he's our guy now. They hired Jim Leonard, and then he did pretty well. And then they didn't keep him, got Luke Fickell from Cincinnati, former Ohio State guy. Anyway, quite the memory. And the Ben Brust, former basketball player for Wisconsin basketball, just waylaying the Fighting Illini and our crappy team.
That's right. Well, if you want to watch the game tonight against Kansas, it's a 6:30 kickoff, and Pia's is a great place to join fans and enjoy all the specials.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And overall, a pretty comfortable, easygoing spell of late summertime weather continues on. Next, a mention of any organized rainfall will pass primarily west and southwest, but it's the forecast for early to mid next week. And that pleasant temperature pattern will continue on thereafter. And out at Lawrence, Kansas for football this evening, 6:30 kickoff, light north-northeast wind, generally clear skies, and temperatures will top out in the upper 80s this afternoon, should be into the lower 80s at kickoff. Back here closer to home, partly sunny and 74 this afternoon. A north breeze, partly cloudy tonight, 56 for the weekend. Sunshine. sunshine and 76 tomorrow, 79 to 80 with a partly cloudy Sunday. A couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm due in here for Monday and Tuesday, and a sprinkle on Wednesday. We'll turn a bit cooler. Monday's high up around 80 with highs into the lower 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Kroger has announced an agreement in principle to settle the majority of lawsuits accusing the company of partial involvement in opioid addictions and deaths. It recorded a $1.4 billion expense to settle opioid claims. Kroger lost money in the summer quarter, though excluding the opioid settlement, its earnings topped Wall Street predictions. And Kroger and Albertsons, its merger partner, revealed plans to sell 413 stores, 8 distribution centers, 2 offices, and 2 private label brands. The grocery store chains have been making changes to satisfy concerns of regulators. Apple shares have stabilized after a sell-off this week that followed China banning government officials and others from using iPhones at work. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. Starting September 18th, I'm bringing you gripping details straight out of some of the most horrific crimes. Whether it's a murder that rocked a quiet town or a cold case that remains unsolved, I'm speaking to the people who lived the story for an unparalleled look at these shocking cases. Join me starting September 18th for a week of true crime content you won't want to miss. Subscribe at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Frasca International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Over 60 years later, Frasca is committed to providing the best simulation equipment available with superior quality and a personal approach to service and support. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, electronics design associate, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. The perfect fit will enjoy full-time benefits with paid time off, holidays, a 401k, and a Monday through Friday schedule. For details, call 217-344-9200. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more about the application process at frasca.com/careers.
Xander Hazel, Champaign Center Partnership Street Fest. Is that tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
What?
Yeah,
where'd absolutely. The time go, man? We had you on last week about last year, man.
I know, right?
Yeah,
summer's crazy. Just flying by.
Well, and actually, Stevie, they do one in downtown Champaign, which was a big success. Congratulations on that, Xander.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, Diane. That was fun.
Uh-huh. And then 1-7 in Campus Town for this version. Explain where it's going to take place.
Yeah, so we are holding this on 6th Street between Healy and Green. So this is right in sort of like the main commercial district of Campus Town, in between sort of Murphy's and Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the whole block taken over. We have the Showmobile stage coming in with live music from 1 to 7. We also have outdoor seating. We have, I think, more than 15 vendors who will be setting up, including Jet's Pizza and Fired Off Studio, among others. And then we're also doing this new thing called Chowdown in Campus Town, where we have 12 restaurants in the area are providing $5 bites and beverages
nice.
That you can go and explore for a chance to win a prize.
All right, so for townies here, I'm working this out here. So you're on 6th
yeah.
Street. I know where Green is. Healy, is that near St. John's? It's not far, that far south, is it? Where's Healy?
Healy's just a block north of Green Street, so it runs parallel to Green Street.
Well, I thought John was a block. Oh, you're going north. I'm going south.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Yep, you're going south.
I got you. All right, so you're going from Green Street to Healy north and all of that. So I see there's, what, parking lots and stuff?
Right.
It's been a while since I've been down right there.
Hope yeah, I'm... yeah. So we're right next to the Campus Center parking deck and Town Place Suites, the hotel
okay.
there.
All right, so plenty okay. of room, outdoor stuff. And this is this brand new?
This is the first time.
Yeah.
So we took over management of Street Fest. This is the first time we've done an event like this in Campus Town. Some folks may remember back in the day when we did Summer Stage. But this would have been back in like 2013 or 2012, maybe even before then. So this is a little bit different. You know, the addition of the $5 food walk and the vendors, that's all new this year.
So townies know where to park. We'll figure that out.
Right.
But you're going to have a lot of students, right? I mean, there'll be a lot of kids there too.
Yeah, no, there should be a lot of students. It's not a game day weekend, so we don't really have any other things that are going on. And of course, this is a free event, so you can come and enjoy. I think we have five bands that are playing. Emily Howe, Josh Spinner, Hockey and Dim, Unchained, Trouble Chasin'. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we also have these like dance performances that are going on. So we have circus acts, we have fire dance, we have some like K-pop choreography, break dancing. So all of the entertainment there is free. It's going to be a wild event.
All right, so not to get in the weeds or get you in trouble, but how do you handle alcohol and open, you know, like we were always worried.
Are we doing wristbands?
I mean, because you have, you know, sure. It reminds me a little bit of an official that really isn't official anymore.
Right.
So I'm wondering how you do that.
Yeah, so this is not an alcohol event, so you can't purchase alcohol and take it onto the street.
Okay.
Of course, you know, Murphy's and Legends will be open, so you're welcome to go visit them if you do want a beverage, but for the most part, this is an alcohol-free event.
Gotcha. So. Okay, perfect. So great for families and everything else, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Champagne Center Partnership has all the details at champagnecenter.com if you want to learn more. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the whole scene, it'll be blocked off then and after 12 noon. But really, the music starts at 1. So that's 1 to 7 is the window of time for the Chow Down and Campus Town and all the music for Street Fest.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'll say to folks who are listening, you know, I hear a lot in town that people don't like going to Campus Town, but this is a great reason to come to Campus Town. We have a lot for folks to do. There's great entertainment, and it's a good chance for you to explore local businesses. I know it's a busy time of year with the fall semester, but there's still parking available. The meters will be available, so you know, it should be really easy to get down there and enjoy a fun event. A
lot of energy and fun, and it's okay to get your steps in this way. This is good.
Yeah, take the bus.
Well, and I love the idea of collecting the stamps to win the grand prize of $200 value. So how does that work?
Yeah, so we have 12 restaurants have put out these $5 food and drink menu items. And so every time you go and make a purchase, you get a stamp on one of the guides, and you can find the guides all throughout at each of the restaurants. If you collect 4 stamps, you can bring it back to the event area, drop it off at the Champagne Center Partnership's information booth, and you'll be entered to win a prize. And the prize contains things like we have gift cards from Watson's, Martinelli's Market, Esquire, Plant Mode, as well as some swag from Game Day Spirit, Greener Goods, and Jane Addams Bookshop.
Nice.
So a lot of great stuff in there, and you can enter to win.
Well, Xander, I know how much you enjoy this, so maybe we'll think of something you can organize next week, huh? Man, this is a lot of work.
Well, actually, there is quick turnaround for you. You've got the coffee meetup. I've got that on my calendar. Is that Wednesday at Diggs?
Yes, at Diggs. This is a new retailer in Midtown, just off of Springfield Avenue and near First Street. It's a new furniture store. Wednesday, if people want to come check it out at 9 a.m., we'll be there. But, of course, we're almost into the holiday season preparation, which means Pray to Lights is coming down the pipeline.
That's crazy. Right. And you need to start thinking about getting involved in that and having your parade entry.
Exactly. Well, we're actually going to start planning that on Tuesday, so there's no rest for the weary.
This is Xander recorded while he was sleeping. Put the barricade over there. No, put the
exactly.
He's got to be absolutely nutty thinking all these things. Xander Hazel, how can people find out details, all this stuff?
Yeah, of course. You can visit our website, champagnecenter.com. Of course, you can stay up to date on our social media at Champagne Center.
All right, Xander, good work. We'll be excited about tomorrow and what you got coming down the road here.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, take care. Street Fest tomorrow, 1 to 7 in Campustown. The Chowdown in Campustown, too.
I love it. Okay, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Plan on that. Going to be nice, what do you say?
And bring the $5. You get things like Jet's Pizza, two slices, and a side of ranch with that.
What's wrong with that?
I know.
What time's again?
1 to 7 tomorrow.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwash or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden arriving in India for the G20 summit but facing stiff re-election headwinds. 82% of Democrats say they'd rather see someone else run for president. That's a CNN poll. Three-quarters of voters seriously concerned about his age. Three out of five think he's made the economy worse. And five of the Republican slate beat Biden in a head-to-head matchup. Nikki Haley, the biggest, beats Biden 49-43. One political figure still beloved among most. At London's Hyde Park, marking the one-year anniversary of the death of Queen Elizabeth II, her son King Charles recalling with great affection her long life and devoted service. While Atlantic storm Hurricane Lee churns up the fish, now a monster Cat 5, the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on alert for next week. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan officially ending his embattled political career. Madigan will not seek re-election as the 13th Ward Democratic Committee person, his last remaining and longest held elected office. The 81-year-old elected to office back in 1969. A Jacksonville, Illinois man accused of making threats against President Joe Biden, former President Barack Obama, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on social media. Prosecutors say Adam Mauser posting a series of threatening messages to X last month. He threatened to shoot and kill Biden, Obama, and Clinton. Work underway in Kurobasa Industries' $250 million expanded manufacturing facility in Gilman. Governor Pritzker joined state and local leaders to celebrate the groundbreaking of the project this week. The expansion creating 40 new full-time jobs. In Kurobasa is an industry leader in soybean processing. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And a very delightful spell of September weather continues on across the area. Next mention of any organized shower activity, a bulk of which will pass to the west and south due into the first half of next week. Hey, it's a 6:30 kickoff at Lawrence, Kansas for this evening. They'll top out this afternoon into the upper 80s, but in the drier air, settle back down to around 81, 82 at kickoff time, 6:30 this evening, and then 70s thereafter. After clear skies and a light northeast wind again for Kansas and Illinois football out there at Lawrence, Kansas. Back this way, partly sunny and 74 this afternoon. We'll level off with a few clouds tonight to 56. Weekend forecast is a good looking one and a fine feeling one at 76 tomorrow, up near 80 on Sunday and Monday. Monday to Tuesday, a couple of showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm will cool Tuesday to about 73. A sprinkle next Wednesday at 72, and then low to mid 70s for next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Everyone deserves a decent place to live, including man's best friend. Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County is looking for teams to help raise the woof by participating in a fun and unique pet habitat building competition for a great cause. Grab your friends, family, or coworkers and put your creativity and building skills to the test.
Raise the Woof 2023 Under One Woof is taking place at the Habitat Restore on September 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All the money raised via Raise the Woof will fund Habitat home builds here in Champaign County. You can find more information and register your build team online at CUHabitat.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Yeah. Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. People love those beds. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people responding to our Stever
Absolutely.
Offer. Every month I give out $1,000 toward a purchase of that bed,
mm-hmm.
which is not cheap. But boy, I don't think I could get those beds away from the people that bought them.
I know it.
Give that back. No way. Why? Because I'm sleeping.
Yes.
And if you don't sleep well, tough.
Uh-huh.
Really, really tough. All right. So we're team left about 3 yesterday afternoon, big old charter. Not sure what kind of equipment they were using, but it was big. It held over 100 people, 150 people maybe. Looked pretty big.
Okay.
So, I mean, but those trips generally, I don't know about this one, but you try and, you know, spiff the families sometimes, where even kids sometimes get to go, like maybe once a year.
Okay.
Maybe they got to go on that plane ride. But no, you leave out a Flight Star, it's a charter, you go right to Lawrence, Kansas. I don't know how far that is, but you can go 500 miles an hour, so whatever that is. Maybe, I don't know, could you Google?
Okay.
How far from Champaign to Lawrence, Kansas?
Okay.
I'm guessing it's, 500-600 miles.
Okay.
So it's a little more than an hour flight, maybe. Lawrence isn't too far. We've been to Lawrence. We drove to Lawrence for a golf tournament for Christian. And not too bad. Go through Kansas City. Speed limit actually is 75 on that first stretch in Kansas, I think.
433 miles.
All right, so it's
6 hours, 24 minutes.
Yeah, less than an hour in one of those big, big old silver birds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a quick flight. So after the ball game tonight, they'll come home.
Or you can
home.
Take the Amtrak for $92.
There you go.
15 hours.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
A lot of stops. Hey, that's my seat.
Right.
Anyway, so we'll cheer on the Illini tonight, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. They'll be home by midnight. It's pretty nice.
Uh-huh.
Get all the equipment and stuff. They probably have trucks going out there with the stuff. too much weight to put on a plane.
Okay.
Too many things. So the equipment managers, you want a job that's gritty and grimy. Be in charge of all the stuff.
Yeah.
Because all the helmets, and then they got to make sure that's tight.
I mean, they get paid, right?
Well, sure. I mean, it's a full-time gig at the University of Illinois. It's a good job.
But
I mean,
when it comes to being a sports manager in high school and stuff,
they don't get paid if student managers don't get paid.
Right.
But you have your equipment manager. You got all the trainers, all the people, all the sideline people. You don't know anybody, but they're all there and they're paid.
Yeah.
And I presume paid pretty well. I mean, not getting coaching money, but they're being paid pretty well. But it's just gritty and grimy.
Yeah.
You do a lot of sweaty as a roadie, right? If you're a roadie for a football team or roadie for a band, same kind of thing.
You're right.
It's just a job I just wouldn't aspire to get.
That's right. Well, and it's fun to be in the action and stuff like that, though.
It'd be fun to be around it, but you're not enjoying the game. You're running over here because this guy needs this, and you got a Phillips over here. Got to tighten this thing up, and the guy needs more tape. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the team orders 1,000 cases of tape. I'm not sure how much is in a case, but they tape every time they practice anything. They're taping. The ankles get taped for prevention. So all that, imagine how many a trainer.
Wow.
They tape all the ankles all the time. Yeah. Every practice, everything they're taping.
That's right.
Crazy. So anyway, that's put me down for
never
not
really
wanting.
Thought about all that.
Oh man, the behind-the-scenes work of a football game.
Right.
All the people, the guy that's in charge of the hotels, if you do have an overnight.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they had an overnight last night, so you had to make sure the block is good, and then you get there, and you know how travel is. I'm sorry. How many rooms did you have?
Right.
Well, we were supposed to. I got caught.
Right.
I can think. And the coach didn't care about that. He wants his room.
That's right. Make it happen.
8:41.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
ESPN 93.5, game day. It's Friday. It's September 8th, my sister Mary Diane's birthday.
Hey, way to go. Happy birthday, Mary Diane.
17 before 9, sports headlines.
Illinois and Kansas, 6:30 start. I know you had some Brett Bielema comments at the beginning of the show, if you want to find some of those. I think it's always interesting, his insight as they head to Lawrence, Kansas yesterday.
Maybe a little Aaron Henry. That's the defensive coordinator.
Okay.
I think all eyes on that defense maybe, huh?
When we talk about rushing defense, like a lot of people think about rushing defense and they think about D-line only. Well, that ain't how our defense is structured. Rushing defense is all-inclusive. Only people who are not included in rushing defense from time to time are the corners. All right, rushing defense involves all those nine guys, right? So for what the average fan may see on TV, right, the D-line may not do this, a D-line may not do that. Where is the safety at in that fit? You know what I'm saying? Because our safeties are tied to the box a lot of times. And so I have to do a better job in making sure our secondary guys are crystal clear on their job description, their assignment when they're in the second, when they're at linebacker depth and they're in the run fit. You know, and so obviously, right, like who would have thought, right, Toledo would have the mindset to come out and run the ball against us, right? Salute to Coach Kendall in that regard. But we just got to be better. We just got to be better. We got to be cleaner. And I have to be able to see things faster and adjust to them faster and put our guys in a better position.
Yeah, I'm sure that he's getting recommendations because you got, you know, Brett Bielema, you got Jim Leonard, you got people that have suggestions. But he's running the deal now. It's his defense. He's making the call. And Brett kind of seems to be hands-off. If you watch him on the sideline, he's not in any huddle.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I hope we can put a little pressure on the quarterback somewhere because generally pressure is not good for a quarterback. If you put pressure on him, sometimes he isn't as good. Anyway, you can get burned like that, too.
That's right.
Blitzing stuff. So.
Detroit over Kansas City, 21-20 yesterday. When it comes to Sunday's games, we've got the Bears and the Packers. We've got the tailgate party starting at noon with grilling on the patio and the big giant satellite TV. It's going to be a patio party.
It's a 3:30 game, right?
Yeah. 3:25 kickoff for Bears and Packers. And they've got prizes like Bears tickets and Justin Fields jersey. So that'd be fun to be a part of that at PS 1609 West Springfield Avenue on Sunday. When it comes to the noon kickoff, I think we have the Jacksonville Jaguars over in Indianapolis to face the Colts. And their Saints and Titans will be going at
Well, I think Jacksonville at Indianapolis. Indianapolis, of course, has the Jonathan Taylor issue. He's not playing.
Right.
They got a rookie quarterback. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars, owned by Shahid Khan, University of Illinois graduate and Champaign guy,
mm-hmm.
They almost beat Kansas City at Kansas City in the playoffs. They came back from down whatever it was, 28-3 at halftime. They won that football game over the Chargers. And then they went to Kansas City and it was really close. So I think they're going to be right there this year for big things. Hoping the Jaguars have a big year.
Here on ESPN 93.5, it's a 5:40 first pitch. St. Louis at Cincinnati facing the Reds. Arizona is in Wrigley to face the Cubs at a 1:20 start over on US 105.9. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
A little Barry Lunny. He runs our offense.
Yeah, I think they've got a lot of depth. I think they play real confidently. I think their system is... in the off season, you know, we were anxious to see if there was any tweaks or anything different, like we do all of our opponents when we study them, just like we did with Toledo. And you know, I think they've just gotten better at running their scheme. They seem to be really playing with good fundamentals, and they played really hard against Missouri State. And so I got a lot of respect for them, the way they coach and play overall in their whole program. Those coaches have been together for a long time, and they certainly know what they're doing.
Okay, and then head man Brett Bielema.
To roll through those a little bit, other than it should be that same 74 door with us last Friday or last Saturday. With that, open up for questions.
This might be a stupid question, even though we can't play. Will Matt make the trip?
No, okay. Just because the roster spots are so valuable. But I would tell you, like game day wise and practice wise, everybody's checking with him. And there's some things we can do rehab wise with him here that wouldn't be the same accessibility that he has there. So if he hadn't played last year so much or been involved, I'd think about taking him on this just to get the continuity of traveling. But he's looked great.
The Friday games, you've got one of two this year.
Yeah.
Just your take on the whole thing.
You know, I think maybe 15, 10, this is my 15th year as a head coach, but it's been about 18, 20 years. 2006, I guess, is my first head coaching year. I used to get a lot more wrapped up in 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, night game, Friday, Thursday, Saturday. What I've learned, our kids, because I think of the morning practices,
okay,
they learn to adjust and practice to anything. You know, I know they had that game last week originally scheduled for a Thursday game. We made them move that to Friday. So they had one more day on us prep-wise. But I think our guys, you know, we really didn't lose a day. We took Monday out of the equation, so we've had the exact same number of prep.
All right, so again, he doesn't care, and that's a good attitude to have just because you can't control anything like that. And I love the fact that they had practices with blaring music that you couldn't even hear. Like, does it get that loud?
Maybe.
They got big old speakers over
there.
Because to simulate something like that, I think it'd be difficult to make it, you know, how do you simulate that kind of noise? I guess you just put them on speakers and blare them to where you can't talk to each other kind of thing. But they seem to practice in all conditions, which is good. All right, 8:49, Greg's weather. One more time for the weekend coming up.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
When we put family first, we create moments that last a lifetime. We pass memories down through generations. But we can all declare, I remember when.
Far side, right. Pat Bryant, touchdown. Isaiah Williams turns upfield, 45, 40, trouble, he's sacked. Seth Coleman.
It's your turn to create these memories. Illinois football season tickets are on sale now for as low as $99 at fightingalumni.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And overall, a pretty comfortable, easygoing spell of late summertime weather continues on. Next, a mention of any organized rainfall will pass primarily west and south of us, but it's the forecast for early to mid next week. And that pleasant temperature pattern will continue on thereafter. And out at Lawrence, Kansas for football this evening, 6:30 kickoff, light north-northeast wind, generally clear skies, and temperatures will top out in the upper 80s this afternoon, should be into the lower 80s at kickoff. Back here closer to home, partly sunny and 74 this afternoon. A north breeze, partly cloudy tonight, 56 for the weekend. Sunshine and 76 tomorrow, 79 to 80 with a partly cloudy Sunday. A couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm due in here for Monday and Tuesday, and a sprinkle on Wednesday. We'll turn a bit cooler. Monday's high up around 80 with highs into the lower 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick, your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Well, we know the Penn State game is going to be exciting. It'll be exciting either way. But if we win tonight, it'll be ultra uber, like a lot of tickets will be sold. It will be probably ranked, I'm guessing, if we beat Kansas on the road. Purdue's got to go to Virginia Tech. And they lost their first game, and they got to go out to Virginia Tech. That won't be easy for the Boilermakers. We're going to meet up with them in a few weeks. It'll be one of our early Big Ten games outside of Penn State. So then we got Florida Atlantic, and then we I haven't looked that far down the road, but I just know that you go 2-2, it's not the end of the world, but obviously better than that is better. Because you're trying to get to 6 and then you're bowl eligible.
Yeah.
That's my eye. But I think Brett Bielema said it perfectly when he said, you know, every game you have a chance to win, every game you have a chance to lose.
That's right.
It used to be the first game was Sisters of the Poor and we did well.
Yeah.
We looked good. And now it's like good luck finding a team that didn't.
Toledo being MAC champs last year. I mean, who could have called that?
The scheduled was a long time ago.
Penn State's number 7 in the nation right now. That's an 11 a.m. kickoff, too, which we've started out the season with 6:30 kicks.
No, we're just all over the board here on the times.
It's going to be Florida Atlantic and then Purdue.
Okay, so
September
at Purdue.
30th.
All right,
yeah.
So last game of Purdue, and they're going to be jacked, and so will we.
Right, and then Nebraska's October 8th at 7. On that start, or is that the 6th? Yeah. And I think that's a Friday night game,
I think
too.
That's Friday, yeah.
So, and then we've got Maryland October 14th, and then October 21st is homecoming against number 19, Wisconsin.
Then we're probably off the next week, I would guess. Off week is the end of October then?
Right, okay. And then November 4th, Minnesota and Indiana will be our November 11th Veterans Day game.
Those are home?
Iowa game on November 18th.
We're at Iowa
Western
for sure.
On the 25th.
All right, so we got 3 home games in November?
I can't tell right now if they're home or not.
Okay.
It's just the schedule.
Anyway, let's get Kansas tonight, friends.
Yes.
Let's get them.
I know we got lots of local football. We've got events tomorrow. We mentioned Streetscape in downtown or in Campus Town.
Yep.
Raise the Woof is tomorrow.
Youth for Christ golf outing today in
Rattoon. That's happening
Good
today.
Luck.
And the walk to defeat right. ALS on Sunday.
Sunday it'll be at Hessel at 9 a.m. and then one in Philo at Hazen Park. That'll be at
after 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want to meet and help folks with ALS raise some money, fight against ALS. Mm-hmm. The walk is always a great one. All right, we will be back on Monday. Diane, we thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Have a wonderful time this weekend.
Yeah, celebrating Gabby's birthday in Milwaukee.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you very much. The boys on this afternoon from 3 to 5. Thank you for tuning in. Have a blessed weekend.
It's your Illinois Fighting Illini taking on the Penn State Nittany Lion. Saturday, September 16th at 11 a.m., wear orange for the Hail to the Orange Out. Arrive early for the Fox Big Noon Kickoff pregame show in Grange Grove for your chance to win great prizes and be on national television for this Big Ten matchup. Get tickets for the Hail to the Orange Out versus Penn State. Saturday, September 16th. At FightingIllini.com.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham at Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products and complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.